began in Taiwan in 1998. It really took off when the first cat cafes opened in Japan in the early 2000s. In A Day in My Life, we meet Konchan Singh. The 26-year-old American is the owner of two cat cafes, one in Washington, D.C., and the other in Los Angeles. She first explains why she thinks so many people are fascinated by cats.
Honestly, I think we all relate with cats on a certain level. Like, dogs always have so much energy and are so happy and are just like, oh my God, nobody relates to that. Nobody wakes up going, oh my God, this is amazing. Yay, human, let's play. We wake up like cats, I feel like. We wake up like, okay, this person, get out of my face. I'm going to do what I want today. No, thank you. And they're just entertaining. Like, they're funny. And I think that there's a huge thing to be said about just being entertained. And so when you combine relating with an animal to also being entertained by that animal, you create a phenomenon, in my opinion.
Singh's cafes are called Crumbs and Whiskers. She opened her first cafe in Washington in 2015 and the one in LA a year later. Right from the start, Crumbs and Whiskers was a success. However, for some customers, it wasn't immediately clear that you can't just walk into the cafe. You have to make a reservation.
Oh my God, there was this one customer. So when we first opened in DC, a lot of people just read about us and didn't know that you had to make a reservation and showed up, which I get. This one lady, though, she literally almost broke our door down. So we close our front door between reservation periods because we don't want cats getting out. And then until we show up, we don't open the door. So it's locked. And she kept trying to open it. And there's like a huge line and everyone's telling her that it's closed. And she's like, no, they're not. I see people and cats in there. From the inside, we could see our doors like coming off on the hinges. And I was like, oh my God, she's going to break our door and all the cats are going to be outside. And she broke our door. Like, I'm not kidding. And we had to like hammer. We had to take a hammer and like hammer the door and like call our like handyman guy. And she was just like, why aren't you letting people in? I want to just get in. And we're like, what the heck? And it was day one of business. And this customer just broke our front door.
Ordering coffee used to be simple. You could have it black or with milk or cream. Nowadays, things are a lot more complicated. Do you want regular or espresso? How about a latte, mocha, cappuccino or americano? Milk? Well, you can have whole milk, non-fat, soy, coconut or almond. It can all get quite confusing. But it's not just the types of coffee that have changed. As Spotlight's British columnist Colin Beaven has discovered, if he wants his coffee, he'll need to change the way he asks for it too.
You can't always get what you want. I need to relearn how to order a cup of coffee. If I were to follow the national trend, I would go to a coffee shop, there are now millions to choose from, and when it's my turn to order, I would say, can I get a large Americano? It's not the Italian that's difficult. Americano, cappuccino, Montepulciano. Like many other things in life, they all end in no. That's something I'm used to. It's the English that's a struggle. Get seems wrong. Shouldn't you say have? Asking if you can get a cup of coffee sounds as if you want to fetch one, which seems silly when you're standing in a coffee shop. They already have plenty. Generally, in coffee shops, you order your coffee at the counter, unlike abroad, where you sit at a table and wait for someone to notice you. But in places where you do sit down, the phrase, can I get, sounds even stranger. Now, I'll bring it to you. That's my job. That's how I'd expect waiters and waitresses to answer. Shouldn't we save, can I get, for other questions, like, can I get food poisoning from eating one of your panini? It may all seem trivial, just one more change in the language, but it may be another example of the way that American English is taking over. That's what Matthew Engel fears is happening. He calls it the American Conquest.